Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're going to talk about foreclosure mediation, consumer protection, and homeowners association with attorney Jeff Giles. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Chris Wicker and Trey Abney. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
What would happen to you if you spent 174 days away from work? You'd be fired, but not Catherine Cortez Masto. As Attorney General, Cortez Masto spent 174 days away from work on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips to places like Switzerland, Argentina, and Hawaii with lobbyists and corporate donors. Catherine Cortez Masto, she just isn't working.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As you make up your mind, remember, Congressman Heck voted 10 times to defund Planned Parenthood. He even threatened to shut down the government over it. Heck took all that money from Wall Street and predatory payday lenders and voted their way. He even wanted to privatize Social Security, risking it on the stock market. Congressman Heck just doesn't care about people like us. DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Attorney Jeff Giles. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Wanted to talk to you about a couple of things here right off the bat. Professor Tom Cargill, who's an economics professor at UNR, was on the program a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about how we got into the housing crisis, not because of misdeeds of the banks, but because the government, federal government, was literally forcing banks to loan money to people whether they could afford it or not. Do you buy that premise?
I'm not sure I buy that premise. The government made cheap money available, and that was one of the problems. People were buying houses that really couldn't afford them. Since they had no skin in the game, what the heck, why not default? 3% down loans, for instance. Well, they're still doing those, and that's the problem. You've got to have a higher credit score now, but it's one of those things that they didn't fix the system, and most of the problems that caused the meltdown in 08 are still there.
And does that give you pause that this could happen again?
Oh, that's not a could about it. We're just trying to bet on when it's going to happen. And I'm thinking 2 years. Some people think it'll be sooner, some later. But I saw some projections back in the day when they said the housing prices were not going to get back to the 2008 levels until 2025. Well, we're almost there now, and it's not 2025. So it's come back, and it's come back because there's cheap money out there. You know, the people that are buying houses aren't paying cash for them.
And do you think that if you have a majority of defaults again, that we would lead to the same situation in terms of the economy? Or has the economy been shored up? The banks have had to be strengthened and have these tests?
Well, that's anybody's guess. You know, better minds than mine are looking at that all the time. What's for sure the case is, though, with 0% federal money, which it's been for years now, there's pent-up inflation. I mean, it's going to be like in the days of Jimmy Carter when things were, prime rate was 21%. They've printed so much paper money that the lid's going to blow off at some point, and that's anybody's guess.
Okay, so how do you see that inflation playing out? Because, I mean, you know, the Fed can't even raise the interest rates, you know, a percent at this point.
Well, it'll make the national debt impossible to sustain. You know, if interest rates doubled, we'd have to either default on our debt or, you know, huge tax increase across the board for everybody just to pay the interest on our obligations.
So why do you think that none of this is getting discussed in the presidential election?
Because the people that run the media are idiots. I mean, those are the ones that are telling the candidates what to talk about, and the candidates are just doing pretty much anything to get elected. And, you know, my wife and I turned the television off a couple of years ago, and we had to have our phones disconnected this year because, you know, five or six robocalls a night was just too much.
Let me ask you about, and by the way, please turn it back on for Nevada Newsmakers. It's the only show I insist you watch.
I'll watch it on the computer.
All right, deal. The foreclosure mediation program in the state, what is the state of that at this point in time? Is it still in effect?
Well, it's in effect now, but it's going out of effect in a month. December 1st is the cutoff date. It was put to sleep last term by the legislature, and foreclosures that commence after December 1st are no longer in that program. So as a practical matter, foreclosures against single-family homeowners right now are next to nothing because the banks figure, well, why file foreclosure now when they can, you know, delay it 6 months in mediation? We'll file it December 2nd, and we'll have the house in 90 days or 120 days, depending, and, you know, probably takes 4 months without mediation.
And what is the protection, if any, for the homeowners? Because we saw through this mediation program that there was lots of skullduggery that had been going on within the mortgage industry, people not knowing who actually owned the loans, for example. Does all that go out the window?
Yeah, pretty much. Our Supreme Court has said that just doesn't matter. You know, what went on upstream with the lenders and the mortgage originators and the servicers and whatnot is not something that a homeowner can raise. We have no what's called standing to bring suits like that, which is a pity because all the skullduggery in the world, I mean, I have clients come in and say, oh, I can prove thus and so, and I said, it just doesn't matter. Prove away. It doesn't help you. It doesn't stop the foreclosure. But, you know, that's happened. It's water beneath the bridge.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Jeff Giles when we come back.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
I served under President Bush and Obama. I fought the Taliban. I was asked to form a global coalition to counter ISIL. When someone makes the comment that they know more about the Islamic State or ISIL than do the generals, it implies a complete ignorance of the reality. But I believe Secretary Clinton really understands the threat that the Islamic State poses to the United States and to the American people. And I believe she understands how to wield American power to ultimately defeat this threat and to keep us safe.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do.
John McCain, a war hero. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero
because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
Donald Trump compared his sacrifices to the sacrifices of two parents who lost their son in war.
How would you answer that, Father? What sacrifice have you made for your country?
I think I've made a lot of sacrifices, built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think
those are sacrifices.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're continuing our conversation with Jeff Giles. He's an attorney here in Reno. One of the interesting things that I just found out about, and it didn't really get a lot of attention, was a recent ruling by the Supreme Court on consumer protection. Can you tell us what that was and what that means?
Sure. That's in my world, that's big news, but it didn't make any headlines in the popular press whatever. About 90 days ago, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the majority of federal consumer protection statutes. We've had laws on the books since the 70s, fair debt collection, fair credit reporting, all kinds of things where they're no longer enforceable. The court, with one broad stroke, knocked this down on a 6-2 vote, and some of the justices we thought would support it did not, and that is gone. And I have seen an increase in abusive collection practices by debt collectors now because, you know, what the heck? They can't be sued.
Okay, and how does this play out, for example?
Well, that's how it's going to play out. I mean, credit reporting is going to become much more difficult, going to be less satisfactory results for people that have credit reporting problems or have debt collection problems. The upshot of the case was the standard automatic damages that you got if they violated the law.
In what way?
Well, supposing a debt collector said, I'm going to take your kids, you're going to lose your children if you don't pay this bill. Clearly an illegal thing to say, but you can't sue on it anymore because you haven't been harmed. You know, you didn't pass out or go to the hospital or have to have psychiatric help. It's just a nasty thing they said that they can now get away with.
And, okay, I mean, you literally have to go to the hospital to be able to sue?
Well, emotional damages in Nevada are like that, yeah. That's an old case from years ago that said you can't just, you know, sue someone because they made a funny face at you and you felt bad. You have to have real damages in order to go to court, and this is, what's real damages for emotions? You know, you have to hire a psychiatrist or something.
Okay, so now this doesn't affect criminal behavior, for example, if somebody tries to collect a debt by threatening you're a physical being.
Oh, no, but, you know, you can't get prosecutions on for that. I mean, it's criminal to pull your credit report without your permission, but I haven't seen the U.S. attorney go after someone for that in, I don't know when. It's on the books, but it's not enforced.
Why not?
You know, the FBI will only investigate terrorist cases. I called them about a woman who had been embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars on an interstate wire fraud scam, and they wouldn't even return my call on it. They're doing other things.
Okay, moving along here. Homeowners associations were in a position of where they could be first in line to pick off homes in foreclosures.
Right. 2 years ago, the Nevada Supreme Court came down with that awful decision that said when a homeowners association forecloses, it wipes out the bank, which leaves the homeowner with the debt and without the house. Well, that finally got cleared up. The federal court stepped in, and the Ninth Circuit said that law is unconstitutional on its face, and which threw the industry into a big tizzy. So we don't know where that's going to land. That just came down a couple months ago as well.
And part of that was that the homeowners association could get your home if you were behind in your dues.
Correct. And I've seen cases where a guy will be $200 in arrears on his dues. They'll start foreclosure. And for him to get the foreclosure stopped, he's got to pay $4,000 or $5,000 in penalties and legal fees. And the state has put their imprimatur on that by setting forth a fee schedule that's acceptable. So, you know, if you miss one payment, it's gotcha, and, you know, they can file a foreclosure against you. The lawyers love this. There's firms that have just blossomed up for this, you know, part of the law only, because they can charge an outrageous amount. I mean, anybody that buys a house with an HOA is looking to punish himself. I mean, it's self-abuse, if you will.
Yeah, but I mean, at this point in time, you know, most developments that are done are going to have an HOA. So it's almost impossible to avoid it.
It's a pity. The legislature really dropped the ball when they put this law through, I mean, back in the 90s, and all they've done is put Band-Aids on it, and now it's, you know, it's a gangrenous leg that's covered with Band-Aids. And they'll never have the political will to just scrap it and start over. No one can ever seem to do that. It's like the way Microsoft makes its operating systems. You know, they scab it all together and sell another monstrosity to the public that doesn't work well.
Okay, that's another.
I just got a new computer that is not working. That's never mind.
Okay, I don't even want to go down this road with you because I know where this is heading. From your perspective, with what you do as an attorney, how is our economy doing? Are we on level ground, or do you think that we're on shaky ground?
No, I think we've come back to much closer to level ground than we have in the last few years. I think that the lawsuits for collections are down. The foreclosures is impossible to say, really, because of the change in the law that's coming. So we'll know better January 1st where that is going. But there's less distress out there. I read these reports from the banks that say, you know, they have much less credit default than they had, say, in 2010. That is coming around. And I don't know about the jobs numbers. I can't make hide nor hair of them. So.
Well, we appear that we have more jobs now than we did before the recession in the state of Nevada, at least. So that's
good news if true, yeah. And I think it probably is true.
And in terms of, you know, we talked about in the economy for a long time that the banks were holding back a lot of homes that were in foreclosure and not putting them on the market. Do you believe that they've all been let onto the market now?
I don't think so, no. I think they're still holding some back, but, you know, they're very tight-lipped about it, and they won't talk. That's called REO inventory, real estate owned. And what's happened, though, and it's very distressing, is that a number of small companies, hedge funds, have sprung up and are buying the loans that are really badly in default. And the government, you know, the GSEs, Freddie and Fannie, are selling billions of dollars worth of these loans to these hedge funds. And they go in, they pay 50 cents on the dollar or less for a mortgage, and they're just ruthless. They want every nickel out of the homeowner. And that's the face of foreclosure, I think, for the next couple of years.
Okay, and that's where we're going to leave it. Jeff Giles, always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
As a Marine combat veteran, I understand the sacrifices our military makes. Our benefits are earned, and we rely on them. Politicians like Joe Heck should understand that.
Joe Heck voted to shut down the federal government, risking critical services for Nevada veterans. And during that shutdown, Heck continued cashing his congressional paycheck.
His military record deserves respect. But back in D.C., Joe Heck is putting politics before Nevada. And that doesn't work for me.
Vote Vets and LCV Victory Fund are responsible for the content of this advertising.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum, Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
Hillary Clinton won't change Washington. She's been there 30 years. Taxes went up. Terrorism spread. Jobs vanished. But special interests and Washington insiders thrived. Donald Trump will turn Washington upside down day one. Real change that puts Americans first. A vote for Hillary is a vote for more of the same. A vote for Donald Trump is a vote for change that makes America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're taping this on Monday, the 31st of October, with Chris Wicker, spokesman for the Washoe Dems, a member of the DNC, and Trey Abney, director of government relations for the chamber. So, Chris, your faith in the FBI, where is that right now?
Well, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of faith, actually, after Director Comey's press conference when he broke Justice Department rules and years of FBI practices when he gave the press conference about not prosecuting Secretary Clinton. and then turning over all the notes of the investigation to the Republicans in Congress. That was an outrage. An even greater outrage is that he would violate the rules of the Justice Department and make an announcement about a potential investigation within 60 days of election, this case, 11 days before the election.
Well, it's a national investigation. It's not a potential investigation.
Well, yeah, well, but it's an investigation in the terms of looking at emails.
Right.
But what it does, and he had to have known this, since 75% of what Donald Trump says are lies, is that Trump would take it and run with it and say this is proof that Clinton's corrupt, she's going to jail, and his supporters are back in to lock her up. He had to have known that. And the particularly egregious thing about this is what Harry Reid said in his letter to the director, is that Congress has, or Democrats in Congress, I should say, have for months been asking the FBI to report to them about the Trump campaign's ties to Russia and particularly Vladimir Putin, and they've clamped a lid on that. They aren't going to say anything about that. But then they give this letter to Congress 11 days before the election that they're going to look at more emails that were in an aide's laptop. Okay, I think that's outrageous.
But it's been a Democratic Party stalwart since I interviewed Senator Reid back in September that the Russians playing a role here. So, you know.
Yeah, they're playing a role, but I think there's actual contacts between the campaign and the Russians that the FBI is investigating. And so, right now it's appearances, nothing else.
Okay, so Trey, does this sound to you like Mitt Romney's taxes?
Well, you know, that's a good point. At least Chris is being consistent. A lot of Democrats, when Comey came out a few months ago, in July, and said we're not investigating. Oh, he's great. He's nonpartisan. He's such a good guy. And now, you know, so at least Chris didn't like him then or now. But, you know, speaking of Mitt Romney's taxes, you actually had a U.S. Senator, Senator Harry Reid, come to the floor of the Senate in an election year with no proof whatsoever and said that Mitt Romney didn't pay his taxes and found out later that he actually did, versus a director of FBI who actually has proof and evidence of wrongdoing, but we don't believe him. So
Hang on, he doesn't have proof yet. I mean, they've got to go through, and the number that was being broadcast this morning.
650,000?
Yes, but that is the number of emails apparently that was on Anthony Weiner's laptop, which does not mean that they were in any way Clinton.
Right.
And the director also said that there's no, you know, they don't have evidence yet. They're looking to see if there were classified
documents.
There's
no evidence of wrongdoing, and what we do know.
By the way, can I just throw one other thing in? Senator Reid's response to your point about Mitt Romney's taxes, well, he lost, didn't he?
Well, right, but the point is there's much more evidence of Clinton wrongdoing than there ever was of Romney not paying taxes when Harry Reid ran his mouth on the Senate floor during taxpayer business, making campaign statements, which he always does. And so, I mean, this is not about Harry Reid. The announcement was odd, but there's got to be some, you know, where there's smoke, you know, there's so much smoke here, you got to wonder where the fire is.
See, that's what's happened to Secretary Clinton all these years, is the Republicans have tried to investigate her time and time again. Tate Benghazi is a perfect example. And they found nothing of wrongdoing by Secretary Clinton and Benghazi. The FBI did not find wrongdoing by Clinton in regards to the email server. And yet you hear Republicans and then the Trump campaign saying, well, all these scandals, all these investigations, what a corrupt person he is, but nothing's ever been found. And my friend Trey used something that Republicans use forever, where there's smoke, there must be fire. Well, no fire has ever been found.
Well, except for the dead people in Benghazi and all of the email. I mean, it was found that she was extremely careless and reckless. She wasn't criminally liable, apparently. But I mean, that's where we're at. We have these two awful candidates, and whoever's elected is going to be the most unpopular president ever elected when they step foot into office. And so that's what we're left with. It's just awful. Hillary Clinton's an awful candidate for president, and Donald Trump's not much better.
Well, I would certainly reverse that, because I think Hillary Clinton is a wonderful candidate, very, very much unpopular for the reasons I just described, but she's going to be the most experienced candidate that's ever run. And so many, you've never seen a drove of Republicans deserting a Republican campaign like you have seen with Donald Trump. Top-level people saying he's unqualified to serve. He could be our next Philippine President Duterte if he were to get elected.
No, I mean, Chris is right about that, but that's part of Trump's appeal, right, is that the establishment is rejecting him, and people don't like the establishment on either side, really, right now. So,
all right, so, you know, you've got about 30 seconds each. What fundamentally has to happen between now and 4 years from now for us to right this ship, or can we?
Well, you know, I think, or can we, is a good question. You hear Representative Jason Chaffetz already planning on impeachment proceedings against Secretary Clinton, and with that kind of attitude, and I would lay it primarily on the Republicans who are playing to their base, where cooperating with Democrats is a crime in the base ideas. We can't get out of this as long as that attitude exists.
I'm going to actually agree with Chris on this, and both sides do it. When W came in, I mean, it was awful. You know, Harry Reid treated him awfully. I can tell you, ideally, I mean, Gerald Ford set a good example when he took office and did not move forward and you know, gave Nixon, you know, immunity and pardoned him. You know, imagine a President Clinton coming in the first day and a Speaker Ryan and a Mitch McConnell coming in and said, okay, Madam President, what are your priorities? Here's our priorities, and let's work together.
Ronald, very naive.
Ronald Reagan set a good example, too. Harry Reid told me that they could always work with the Reagan administration.
Right. Tip O'Neill said the same thing, yeah. So I think it's naive at this point, but you have to have people sit down. That's what voters want, is for both sides coming in and
absolutely
working it out.
All right, that's what we're going to leave it, gentlemen. We'll let the steam come out of the room now. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sometimes the best medicine is staying informed. Join News 4 at 4 every week for Best Medicine Wednesday. Get an inside look at the latest medical advancements, tips on how to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and more. Brought to you by Renown Health.
Catherine Cortez Masto failed Nevada rape victims. While Attorney General, thousands of rape kits were never sent for DNA analysis. But Cortez Masto had no idea.
Are you aware of this issue about the unprocessed rape kits?
No, I am not aware of that issue. At least it hasn't come to our attention.
Maybe I can get you that information.
Evidence not reviewed. Alleged rapists walking free. Unacceptable. Senate Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist, too.
Do you have an absolute dentist?
Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE-NOW or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Northern Nevada and Northern California's number one area rug cleaning facility is now Evergreen Carpet Care. Our four-step process begins with thoroughly removing all dirt, dust, and lint. Then your rug is expertly and delicately cleaned in our rug washing pool. After the cleaning process, we rinse your rug in our special centrifuge. Then your rug is hung to dry. Evergreen Carpet Care makes it easy with free pickup and delivery of your area rugs.
For expert rug cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
How good is that?
Oh, perfect. Look at that. Wow.
That is really good stuff.
It's an experience you'll never forget.
Yeah, baby!
Six new shows on The More You Know. Weekends on NBC.
On our next broadcast, we're going to look at a new way to be able to invest in your IRA with Dave Newman of RE/MAX Realty. We'll see you on the next broadcast.